I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, this segment, typically, Faith Friday, we talk about religious matters. And then on Wednesday, where we have our The Big Picture, we tend to talk about political matters. But more and more, the two are kind of crossing over each other. Sometimes it's hard to know which section to put this in. So we're talking about a new initiative from noted homophobe U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But even though this is a government action and may have a huge impact on United States policy, it's also a religious action. This is something that is being organized, promoted, and handled by religious conservatives to change our foreign policy and our internal policy. And it's all about human rights. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is not a big fan of human rights. In fact, he has withdrawn the U.S. from the United Nations Human Rights Council. And what Trump is going along with and what Pompeo is promoting is replacing the entire concept of human rights with a new concept, something they call natural law. The way they apply natural law is exactly the opposite of human rights. It's an almost medieval way at looking at rights. They're calling it the Commission on Unalienable Rights, part of the new Newspeak, because what it is all about is just another of this administration's endless attempts to allow people of the Christian faith in this country to discriminate against whoever they want to discriminate against, but most specifically gay people. So, of course, the whole idea for this commission came from one of the most vicious homophobes out there, Princeton University scholar and conservative Catholic Robert George. And he is an extremist anti-gay figure. Back in Lawrence v. Texas, he argued that states should be allowed to throw gay people into jail for having gay sex. It's not completely clear if he would throw heterosexual couples into jail for having anal sex. Not sure. They talk about sodomy, but, you know, heterosexual people practice sodomy too, so it can be a bit confusing. And the term sodomy can also include oral sex, so I'm not quite sure exactly what all he would have us thrown into jail for. Probably anything other than missionary that gets you pregnant. But he's a hardcore anti-gay zealot. And he's no fan of human rights. He really wants to rein such things in. So what does he mean when he talks about natural law? Well, it's a tradition that takes ancient Greek philosophy and throws in a dash of Catholic medieval theologian Thomas Aquinas' teachings and a little Enlightenment-era social contract theory. So here's basically what it means. God established a rational order to the universe, and the rules that God set are thereby laws that all rational human beings are required to follow. These rules are set by God and laid out in the Bible, but because they're rational, everybody has to follow them, whether you are a Christian or not, whether you believe in God or not. And despite the fact that a lot of the laws and rules in the Bible are anything but rational, natural law theory has been around for quite a while. It is religiously motivated. And these days it's mostly used to go after gay people, you know, because gays are unnatural. In the bigger picture, though, natural law has been used to try to ban contraception. It has been used to make sex outside of marriage illegal. And ultimately, what it is primarily used for is to enshrine in the law a fundamentalist view of sex. And of course, it would also be used to try to ban abortion. The whole idea is to try to make it appear as if there is some rationality and actual reason to force everyone to follow these extremist proscriptions against the type of sexual behavior that they oppose. It is very similar to the tactic that fundamentalist Christians have used when they wanted to promote creationism. That was called by the courts a form of religion. And so they changed the name to intelligent design and tried to argue that it was rational and scientific. But the courts have ruled that intelligent design is also a religion disguised as pseudoscience. Now, make no mistake, he's about as religiously extreme as you can get. He was on the founding board of the leading anti-same-sex marriage group, or at least it was. It's sort of kind of fallen into disrepair, the National Organization for Marriage. He's called for public officials to resist the Obergefell decision. Just ignore it. And he helped draft the notorious 2009 Manhattan Declaration. That's where 150 Catholic, Evangelical, and Eastern Orthodox leaders pledged civil disobedience around abortion, same-sex marriage, and religious freedom. And even though all their positions are based on a radical interpretation of the Bible, they try to insist that, no, this is all logical and rational. Robert George thinks that opposing same-sex marriage is the same as opposing slavery. He wants to ban contraception, and he believes that it is right to impose morality laws on American citizens. So that's the guy behind this new board. He's the guy who came up with the idea and has been pushing it. Now, this board is advisory to Pompeo, but keep in mind that Pompeo is a hardcore anti-gay advocate himself, and he has dismissed human rights claims by saying that they often aim at rewarding interest groups and dividing humanity into subgroups. He wrote that human rights advocacy has lost its bearings and become more of an industry than a moral compass. And of course, his moral compass is the Bible that he wants imposed on everyone. Some fear that Robert George would be made head of this group, but apparently that's not the case. Instead, it will be chaired by Mary Ann Glendon. She's a Harvard University law professor, but she serves with George on the Advisory Council for Catholic University's Human Rights Program. She seems to be a close philosophical ally to George. She's said that human rights advocacy has been a victim of its own success. She worried that religious freedom risks becoming a second-class right that is regularly or too often subordinated to a whole range of other rights, claims, and interests. But what that really means is that what's happening is that we're granting people the right to live their lives without the ability of religious people coming in and saying, no, you can't live your life that way. I oppose. I will control you. My rights supersede yours. Because they do believe that their rights do supersede everybody else's rights because God, she is a religious representative. She has called the U.S. and European advocacy for the human rights of LGBTQ people as neocolonialism. She complains about Western-funded human rights organizations that she said are coming in and claiming universal human rights status for their agenda, treating people in those countries as if they are ignorant and they better get with the human rights program. You know, like doing such things as saying, hey, don't kill gay people for being gay and maybe women should have some rights. Glendon doesn't seem to be down with any of that. But she gets more extreme. She's a board member of Beckett. It was formerly known as the Beckett Fund. They were behind the Hobby Lobby lawsuit, which led to one of the worst Supreme Court decisions of all time, allowing religious employers to decide whether their employees can get contraception in their health care plans. That was abominable. But have no doubt, taking away contraception from Americans is part of her agenda because, you know, natural law. She is as much of a religious extremist as Robert George is, and he will clearly be pulling some of her strings. Of course, she would happily take away abortion rights, but apparently she wouldn't take the rights away from priests to rape children. She was very critical of the Boston Globe's amazing investigations into the extensive sexual abuse carried out and covered up by the Catholic Church that took place in Boston, which makes her part of the cover-up. So, maybe not Robert George, but just as bad. Let me read you their charter. The new commission says that it provides fresh thinking about human rights and proposes reforms of human rights discourse where it has departed from our nation's founding principles of natural law and natural rights, to which Lincoln called us at Gettysburg and to which King called us while standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. What's particularly offensive about that is that Dr. Martin Luther King was a supporter of gay rights and would be very offended by this commission using him to justify their attempts to take away gay rights. In a later segment, we'll look more closely at the other members of this commission, but bottom line is that their concept is to replace what we think of as human rights with a Bible-based interpretation of what human rights should be, which would take away almost every sexual freedom that has been so hard won since the 1950s. How much power this commission will have remains to be seen, but its thinking and purpose is antithetical to the very notion of human rights.